Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Henry. I am 11 years old. I play the bassoon. You're listening to the Kids Commute Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Henry. And good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We will answer last week's Quizlet after the music today. Kids commuters, today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And in his honor, we have chosen civil rights as our theme this week. We will hear music that inspired people fighting for equality during the American Civil Rights Movement, which happened from the late 1940s through the late 1960s. The purpose of the Civil Rights Movement was to bring equal rights to Black Americans who had been subject to terribly unfair things like segregation for hundreds of years, going all the way back to the time of slavery in America. Segregation meant separation. There were lots of places, especially in the American South, where white people were allowed to go and Black people were not. Black people had to sit away from white people in restaurants, could not drink from water fountains that white people used. Black children couldn't go to school with white children. Black people weren't even allowed to sit at the front of a public bus, and that's not even everything. This was wrong, and some of America knew it, but everybody else had to catch up, and the Civil Rights Movement brought attention to these wrongs and sought to right them. Dr. Martin Luther King, whose day it is today, was a major leader in the Civil Rights Movement. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1929. He was so good in school that he skipped two grades and enrolled in Morehouse College when he was only 15 years old. From there, he went on to divinity school and became a minister. Remember how I talked about buses earlier? Dr. King became involved in the Civil Rights Movement because of the brave and incredible Rosa Parks. On December 1, 1955, Rosa Parks got on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. After she sat down, all the seats were full, and then a white man got on the bus, and the driver told her she would have to get up and give him her seat. Again, just because he was white and she was Black. Well, she refused to do that and got arrested. Dr. King helped put together the Montgomery bus boycott, where no Black people or people who cared about the rights of Black people would take the bus in that city at all. This went on for 381 days until the Supreme Court ruled that separating Black people from white people on the bus was unconstitutional and would not be allowed. Now, there were many other battles to fight for equality, and there still are. But Dr. King and other civil rights leaders fought very hard to make it better. Sadly, this fight for equal rights made some people very angry, people who wanted to go back to the unkindness and the unfairness of segregation, and they reacted with violence. I'm very sorry to say that Dr. King was killed because of his fight for the rights of Black people, but we will never forget him or the lessons that he taught. Here's a little bit of a speech by Dr. King.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome.
In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., here is We Shall Overcome. And since Dr. King went to Morehouse College, we thought it would be best if we heard their glee club sing it for us.
Oh.
That was the Morehouse College Glee Club performing We Shall Overcome. In 1853, preacher Theodore Baker gave a sermon, and Dr. King used a line from it as part of the speech we heard earlier. "We shall overcome," he said, "because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Let's all do our best to make sure we bend toward justice too, and do honor to Dr. King." By the way, you can do honor to Dr. King and his legacy tonight at City Opera House. There is a program tonight featuring the NMC Children's Choir Cantus, the Chamber Singers Canticum Novum under the direction of Jeffrey Cobb, and the NMC Jazz Big Band and Lab Band under the direction of Laurie Sears, a free celebration of Martin Luther King Jr., some arrangements of spirituals, and some spoken word by young people. This is a free event put on by Building Bridges with Music. It is tonight from 7 until 9 o'clock at City Opera House. Again, that is free, but they do ask you to call the Opera House first and reserve your ticket. You can find that phone number at our almanac at classicalipr.org. Now, kids commuters, let's answer our Quizlet from last week. We asked you, what does the word pathétique mean? Well, technically, the answer is pathetic. We would take that one. But in the sense of this music, it also means extremely passionate or emotional. Congrats if you got it right. If you didn't, don't worry. We'll ask you a new Quizlet question on Friday. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Be kind to one another and have a wonderful day.
Interlochen Public Radio.